And in Iraq today, the U.S. military is facing another investigation for killing civilians. This time, a former Army soldier is charged with raping a woman and then killing her along with her family. And today, Iraq's justice minister is demanding that the United Nations ensure punishment for what he calls a monstrous attack.
The FBI submitted an affidavit in support of its charges, and that court document makes a chilling set of allegations.
The incident began on the night of March 11. Americans were manning a checkpoint in Mahmoudiya, Iraq. And according to the allegations, Stephen D. Green and another soldier discussed raping a woman.
On March 12, four soldiers went to her house. It was about 200 meters from their checkpoint. Some changed their clothes to avoid being recognized. One covered his face with a shirt. They left one fellow soldier behind.
The FBI allegations of what happened inside the house are based on interviews with some of the participants. A suspect threw a woman to the floor. Stephen Green allegedly herded the rest of the family into a bedroom. There were gunshots. And then, according to one soldier, Stephen Green emerged from the bedroom to say, quote, "I just killed them."
According to the indictment, two men raped the woman they'd thrown to the floor. Then, according to a fellow soldier, Green shot and killed the woman with an AK-47 rifle. The FBI says it has crime scene photos of the three Iraqis who had been shot and a fourth body that was burned.
Now, according to the affidavit, Americans began investigating the crime last month. Soldiers described the killings in what are called combat stress debriefings.
By the time the investigation began, Stephen Green was long gone from Iraq. He had been discharged from the Army with what authorities called a personality disorder.